So good morning, everybody, and welcome to what's new and what's coming for OneDrive for Business. I'm Tejas Mehta. I'm a senior product manager on OneDrive for Business, and I'm joined here by Kiran Gupta, who happens to be one of our super engineers that works on OneDrive for Business experiences. And we're really excited to be here. You heard some of the great announcements that were made in the keynote yesterday regarding OneDrive for Business. We're going to spend a little bit more time providing more context on those and share some new information that you might not have heard. We're going to spend a lot of time in this session doing demos, so you're going to get a chance to really see the product in action. But before we do that, I wanted to start with a quick video to give you a little bit of a preview on what you're going to see in this session. Can we get audio? Try again. Sorry, folks, for the technical difficulties. Shall I come back to this later? Looks like we lost our audio. The main machine. Shall I give it a try now? No. Okay, you know what? We're going to skip the video. Apologies for that. This will be posted after the session, so you can watch a great video that we put together to show you some of the great things that you're going to see. We're going to show you all the product anyway, so you're not going to miss anything. So anyways, before we actually dive into the demo, I wanted to take a quick look back. It's been just over a year since we launched SkyDrive Pro to the world. And it's really hard to believe that in such a short period of time, we've continued to deliver new capabilities and features to make the service even better. From a storage standpoint, we increased the individual storage limits to 25 gigabytes per user. At the same time, we also introduced the ability for administrators to purchase additional storage for their users. And you heard in Jeff's keynote yesterday that we're upping that limit to 1 terabyte per user. We've also increased the file size limit to 2 gigabytes per file. That's on the storage front. From a user experience standpoint, we made it really easy for users to discover documents that have been shared with them with the Shared With Me view. And we also introduced really great OneDrive for Business experiences across multiple multiple devices and platforms, including iOS and Android. So in this session, we're going to show you some of that. We're also going to show you some new things that you haven't seen before, like simple controls, some new search capabilities, and a few other things. So does that sound like a good plan? Yep. All right. So over the past year, we've seen interest in and usage of OneDrive for Business skyrocket. And this can be attested to by the large volumes of data that are actually stored in the service on the order of petabytes. And we've seen over 500% growth year over year in the data that's being stored in the service. But we've looked in more detail at the data, and it's actually pretty telling. There's a hockey stick growth trajectory in usage of OneDrive for Business, and it's not just for file storage. We've seen a massive uptick in the actual sharing of the files that are stored in the service as well. So what this tells us is that users are finding a lot of value in OneDrive for Business, not just as a repository to store their work files, but to actually collaborate on them and work on them together to get work done. So this trend of increased storage of files online is actually being mirrored in the market today. And more, people are bringing their devices and services into the workplace and blurring the lines between consumer and commercial technologies. And that has implications for businesses like you, where you want to provide really great file syncing, storing, sharing experiences for your employees while having the peace of mind that your corporate data and business data is protected. There's some market data to support this. 61% of information workers blend work and personal usage across the set of devices that they use for work. And of those users, 66% mix work and personal on the software they use as well. 53% of information workers bring their own technology to work and actually use it to better perform their jobs and to get work done. And if you look at the file sync and sharing space, over the next few years, it's expected to exceed $100 billion. So it's a rapidly growing space with a lot of technologies in the market, and it becomes very difficult to kind of get your head around. Now, with all of that comes a lot of risk. So as organizations, you run the risk of having data sitting in multiple repositories over which you have little or no control. In fact, you may not even know where your employees are storing their content, your corporate content, in multiple repositories. There's the increased risk of data loss or theft due to lack of security policies or controls to govern what you can or can't do with your corporate data. And lastly, it can be extremely difficult to perform data audits, activity investigations, or e-discovery when you've got content scattered all over the place, making compliance with regulations extremely challenging. So what's Microsoft's solution for these problems? It's OneDrive for Business, formerly SkyDrive Pro. And the way to think about OneDrive for Business is along three lines. One, it's my personal file store for all of my work files. So I get 25 gigabytes of storage. I get the ability to take those documents offline and work on them and be productive when I'm not connected and be fairly confident that when I'm connected again, my changes are actually synced and available across the different devices that I use. I can access them from multiple devices, as I discussed, across various platforms. It's also the place where I can get work done together. So this is the whole collaborative aspect of OneDrive for Business. So not only can I easily share in an intuitive experience with people both within my organization or outside my organization, I can really get working and collaborating with others on those specific documents right within Office, with native Office integration. And that integration exists both in Office Online in the web, so you could be working in your web browser on Office documents, or you could be using your native Office client applications that you all know and use on a regular basis. So that rich integration with Office is actually one of the great differentiators for OneDrive for Business. And lastly, OneDrive for Business is a trusted enterprise-grade service. So it's backed by SharePoint and Office 365. So you get all of the benefits of the security, management, and administrative controls that you would expect in a service from Microsoft. I want to pause for a moment and just talk a little bit about the rebrand effort that we've just undergone. So we use the rebrand of SkyDrive to OneDrive as an opportunity to better differentiate between our consumer and commercial offerings. And OneDrive is Microsoft's umbrella brand for cloud storage, and it's available in two flavors. One is OneDrive, and that's the personal cloud storage. That's intended for individuals who are looking to manage their own personal documents, whether it's photos, documents, files that might be sitting on their mobile phones that they want to back up. And that's all managed by the individual. OneDrive for Business is Microsoft's commercial file storage offering. And that's what we're talking about here today. And that's intended for organizations to purchase on behalf of their employees so they can provide really great file sync and share experiences and collaboration experiences to their employees while managing all of that underlying content from an IT perspective. So, as I mentioned, we're going to spend a lot of time in this session doing demos. And the way that we're structuring the demos are along those three lines. So we're going to spend some time, Kieran's going to demonstrate the personal aspect of a OneDrive for Business, being able to access your files from multiple places and work on your documents. We'll segue to a collaborative aspect of the demo. I'll show some parts of some selected IT admin capabilities, and then there are a few other things that you might be interested in. I'm going to turn it over to Kieran.
Great. Thank you, Tejas.
You are number...
So, as I just mentioned, my name is Kieran Gupta. I'm a program manager on the OneDrive for Business product engineering team. And I'll be showing you a bunch of really awesome demos, both on my device as well as a few mobile devices that I have here. So with OneDrive for Business, we're really serious about cross-platform support. And to prove that to you, I will actually be running all of the browser-based part of this demo on my MacBook. So just keep in mind as you're watching this that all the features you see are, of course, cross-platform on any device that you want to use to interop with OneDrive for Business. Throughout the demo, you'll see me as Alex Darrow. So whenever you see Alex D, just think that'll be me. Similarly, my colleague Tejas will be Garth, and we'll be collaborating throughout this demo. So let's get started, dive right in. Here I am as Alex D in my Contoso intranet portal. This is my starting place for Office 365. I'm going to dive right in to OneDrive. Simple click on the OneDrive link, and I'm in my OneDrive for Business library. So note, this is all of my content. It's private by default. Very important. All of your content is yours, private by default. And this is indicated by these lock icons on all this content saying that these folders, these files, are only shared with me. However, with a simple click, I'm able to share out any of that content with other individuals, either internally or externally. And we'll show you some of those sharing capabilities in a few moments. So what I'd like to call out as part of this new view is the fact that we take our customer feedback very seriously. So you always hear a refrain that we value customer feedback, but I wanted to show you some proof that we actually take action on that customer feedback. Since we first released this particular view in OneDrive for Business, we've added this brand new section of very simple controls at the top based directly on significant customer feedback regarding the ease and use of actually getting content into OneDrive for Business and managing your content there. So you'll see these three simple controls here. New allows me to add a new Office document or a folder into my OneDrive for Business. I can do that without even having to leave this browser page. Upload allows me to upload new content into OneDrive for Business, and I'll show you two easy ways of doing that. And then, of course, our favorite option, Sync, which lets you take your content offline on your device. And we'll be diving into that as well. So this is what I wanted to call out as some of our customer-driven features that we constantly use to improve the OneDrive for Business experience. So I'd like to shift your attention now to the left side here, the left panel, where you'll see these pivots, my docs, follow, shared with me, site folders. I'm going to be focused on some of the new features that we're seeing here and explain to you how they work and why they're really awesome. So we're in my docs right now, which is, of course, your personal content, private by default. But I'm going to click on Shared with Me. But before I do that, I want to share a personal story with you about how I find this feature to be really useful. And let me know if this resonates with you or if this has ever happened to you. So obviously, SharePoint is a place to collaborate on documents. And frequently, colleagues will share documents with me. And I'll get one of those really gorgeous streamlined sharing emails that says, Garth has shared this document with you. Clear link, simple access to get to that document. But by the time I actually want to open it, I've lost that email, right? I've archived it or deleted it or it's fallen out of my inbox in just a matter of days or weeks. So when I actually want to get to that file that was shared with me, I can't easily do it. And this is something that's happened to me a lot. Is this something that resonates with you folks as well? I'm seeing some head nods. So it happens. So we've now solved that problem for you. With the Shared With Me view, we've created a search-based pivot that shows you all the content that has been explicitly shared with you by other users within your organization. Files and folders show up here if, at any point, a user has shared that content with you. So you don't need to worry about that Shared With Me email anymore. You can use it, or you can use this brand new Shared With Me view. It's a really, really cool view, and I find it extremely useful. And in fact, in that little anecdote, I used to create a folder in Outlook called Shared With Me where I dumped those links. And now I don't need to do that anymore, so I can just use the Share With Me pivot. Really powerful feature. The second new thing I wanted to call out is the site folders. And again, a bit of an anecdote. We all love SharePoint team sites, right? It's been one of the core components of SharePoint throughout time. And of course, in the last release, we introduced the ability to follow team sites, which allow you to stay connected with content on that. But we never really brought those documents on those team sites to you. You always had to go to them by clicking on those team sites. Now with site folders, we actually take all of the SharePoint team sites that you follow and bring those document libraries to you in your OneDrive for Business portal. This is really cool. So what you see here is a bunch of key team sites that I follow, And with a simple click, in this case, if I want to go to the engineering team site, I click on that, I click on the document library, and bam, I dive right into the document library on that team site I care about. I don't have to look up the team site or figure out where it was, bookmark any URLs. It all comes to me as part of the OneDrive for Business portal. This is another really useful feature that I find saves me a lot of time. So those are the two new pivots that we've added as part of the OneDrive for Business experience. But I did want to call out, last but not least, the recent documents section. So this particular section shows you Office files that you've opened, edited, saved on any Office client endpoint, including desktop, mobile, or browser. And this particular list roams with you across devices so that you can really easily pick up where you left off on any particular device or platform. A really neat feature that I wanted to remind you exists on all of your different endpoints, including OneDrive for Business right here. Before we wrap this up, I wanted to go back to this upload feature. So, of course, getting content into OneDrive for Business is one of the most important things you can do, because if you don't have content there, you can't collaborate on it. Using this really simple control that I introduced to you, you can invoke a common file dialog for the platform and choose a local file. But personally, I never do that to get content into OneDrive for Business. What I do is leverage the really awesome drag and drop ability. So here's my local finder in my Mac. If I just want to drag this over here, two files, multiple files at a time, you get a really nice client-side rendered progress bar that gives you real-time status, and boom, those files are there. So I could even click on them and show you some of the previews. Here, this is really high fidelity, powered by Office Online technology, allows me to actually go through the slides in line without having to leave the context. So you'll see that we integrate with all of the Office Online apps, including PowerPoint, including Word, each of them rendering the content in full fidelity, and you can pivot or page or scroll through the content in line. So this is really how I get my content into OneDrive for Business and how I leverage the integration with Office, which is a key value add of OneDrive for Business. So moving on to searching and sharing. These are areas that we've made a bunch of improvements in as well. You may have noticed on that left sidebar that we have this brand new search box where you can presumably find some of your content. Before I actually show it to you, I want to explain to you why we think this is super useful. Now that we've recently upped the storage limit to 25 gigs for OneDrive for Business, and potentially more if your organization has purchased a storage upgrade, you can get tens of thousands of files in OneDrive for Business, very complex hierarchies. It can be really hard to find some of those files, right? So having to remember where they are can be a pain. But with the new search query, we allow real-time type-ahead searching of both document titles as well as content in the documents. So in this particular case, I remember that I'm looking for a document that I was working on having to do with Europe and Asia. So if I go ahead and start typing Europe and Asia, you'll see the real-time type-ahead feature starts listing documents both in my library as well as content that I have access to that allows me to find documents that have the string Europe and Asia that I'm looking for. In this particular case, I know I'm looking for this international marketing campaign doc, or at least I think I am. I'm not sure. But here's this really cool feature. If I just click on the drop-down, it shows me a contextual hint in the document where that search query actually appears, so that I have full confidence this is a document I'm looking for before I actually have to click on it. So that's a new search feature, real-time search queries with blurbs, with access to content in my OneDrive for Business and other OneDrive for Business content that I have access to. And to wrap up this part, I'll show you the really neat integration we have with sharing. Highlighted action in that search box is the ability to share, which invokes the friendly sharing dialog that we're all used to. So in this case, I'll go ahead and share with my colleague Garth next to me on stage, and I think I'll also find Katie, who's there as well. And I wanted to remind you that we have a very simple, drop-dead simple UI for actually sharing that content. Simple click, edit, or view, very easy to understand. In this case, I want to edit, type some quick things, I'll go ahead and share it with them. And those users will again, of course, get one of those beautiful sharing emails, and remember, they'll now see this document in their Shared With Me pivot, which is really awesome. And before I kick that off, I also wanted to show you, or remind you, that we have external sharing as well. So if I wanted to share with someone outside of my organization with their particular email, then I can choose that. Choose Allie, and then go ahead and type a message here. In this case, I want to call out the require sign-in option. and that'll allow them to sign in with their MSA. Oh, thank you. Well, I'm not going to wait for that, because you guys know what actually happened. But what I did want to call out was that if you uncheck the require sign-in, then the user will get, of course, a tokenized URL. Or if you check the require sign-in, they'll have to log in with their Microsoft account. And those will be the two ways you can share externally outside of your organization. So I showed you the left side panel. I showed you Share with Me. I showed you Site Folders, which brings your team site content to you. Search Query, and I reminded you about the awesome sharing features that we have. But if you remember, back at the beginning when I started this demo, I told you we were serious about cross-platform support. And that to show you that seriousness, I'll be running this demo on a Mac. But I want to go one level deeper on that. I want to prove to you how high our commitment is to actually supporting users on Mac devices. It's not just browser support. We understand that users want native integration with their Mac devices. So to that end, you'll hear several big announcements in this particular talk. And this is going to be one of them. So if you're not paying attention right now, I'd recommend you just look up, stop putzing on your phone, because this is one of those big, big announcements that you won't want to miss. You'll want to take this back. At this point, in this session, you're going to see the first exclusive public live demo of the OneDrive for Business Sync client for Mac users. Thank you. I know you guys have been waiting for this. We've gotten lots and lots of feedback. This is something that I'm excited to share again for the very first time as part of this session.
I just want to call it, this is pre-release code. So Kieran will talk about when you'll see this. We're going to be rolling this out in beta form later this calendar year. But it's a great feature that you're going to see. Go ahead.
So thank you, Tejas, for that reminder. So if you've been sort of eyeing my screen here, you'll see that I have this little cloud up here. What you may have not noticed is that this is actually the OneDrive for Business Sync client running on my Mac device. Similar to our Windows-based Sync client, this is a particular Sync client that runs in the background, syncs your content back and forth from OneDrive for Business in the cloud to your local device, and does it all without you having to interact with it. So in this particular case, as Tejas mentioned, this is an alpha build. So I'm not going to be able to show you the full sets of features, but I'm definitely able to talk to them if you're interested in chatting with me afterwards about the full extent of what we're working on. But for now, what I want to show you is, bam, this easy access to my local Finder, a folder right here, OneDrive for Business, one-to-one reflection of my content in Office 365, same sets of files. And you'll notice that those two files I just dragged in, PowerPoint file and a Word file, they've already uploaded right here and right here. So you'll see real-time updates of actually any of the content in my OneDrive for Business is reflected down over into my local Finder folder. It works like a sync client, just like you'd expect it to. Similarly, if I were to drag a file into my local folder here on my Finder, it would go back up there. So you'll notice I just dragged in another third file, an Excel file. Within 4 seconds, it picked it up, and bam, it's now here on my local Finder. So this is what you can expect to see in our OneDrive for Business Mac client, which, as Tejas mentioned, is currently in alpha, but we're targeting to bring it to customer beta within calendar year 2014. If you're interested in more details, feel free to talk to either of us afterwards in the session, and we can talk to you more about that. But do be aware that this particular app will be for Office 365 users only in V1, so that's what we're targeting for a release within this particular calendar year. Cool.
All right.
Awesome. Hope you guys enjoyed that. So I think I'm done with my Mac for now. I'm going to be switching to one of our other awesome devices that we have OneDrive for Business support on, WolfVision. This will, of course, be my iPad. Let me zoom out for a moment. Not that. There you go. So as you know, we released version 1 of the OneDrive for Business app, mobile app, for iPhone and iPad back in June of 2013. Since then, we've had multiple updates of the app, including V1.1 and a V1.2 just last week. In that particular update, we pushed 3 new big features. We added expanded authentication support. We refreshed the entire UI to be more consistent with iOS 7 so that users feel that the app is native to the platform. And lastly, we also improved a bunch of our iconography, our design, our user flow, based on customer feedback we got both internally from beta testing as well as externally from our users who said that they didn't understand some of the options that we've built in. So we're always taking that feedback and incorporating it into the product. In this particular case, what I want to show off to you is about three core features. Integration with Office, sharing, and offline, which are some of the awesome things you can do with this app. So in this particular case, when you click on a document using the app, we'll render it using Apple's Quick Look Viewer. This is a built-in viewer that Apple provides. It's cheap, it's quick, it's sturdy. It's a little bit low fidelity, but it's very easy to use. But we don't recommend it for actually heavy-duty content viewing or content editing. So in this particular case, you'll notice this PowerPoint is kind of missing some of the detail. There's a whole chart missing here. This pie chart is clearly just not what it was expected to be. So with a simple tap on that edit icon, bam, within a few seconds, we actually load Office Online on the iPad Safari mobile browser. And if you didn't know, Office Online works 100% full fidelity editing and viewing on an iPad. This is something that we've had for quite a while now, and many, many customers don't realize that the iPad actually supports this. So you'll see this is what that table, of course, actually was supposed to look like, and that third slide has the content that we expected to be in there. So really cool Office integration, which is, of course, one of the key components of OneDrive for Business. So pivoting back to my OneDrive for Business app here, I mentioned I wanted to show two other things. First one was easy access to sharing. I won't share it out now, but you can see with two taps and a couple typing of an email address, you can share a content. And lastly, if I wanted to take this file offline, I can simply click on the offline icon. It tells me that it's available offline, and all the content that I've marked as available offline will appear in this offline pivot, which means that when you take your iPad offline on a plane somewhere where you don't have 3G, 4G, you can still access all the files that you care about. So this is something that, again, we've built directly based on customer feedback. We know that customers really care about offline on their mobile devices. So lastly, I'm going to switch to our final device, which you'll see is an Android phone. Some Android love out there. So we also shipped Office Mobile for Android and iPhone, and of course on Windows Phone first many years ago as the Office Hub and device, and we've had this for a while. What I wanted to point out is that Office Mobile has always supported OneDrive for Business. So what you'll see here is this same international marketing campaign that I was looking for earlier in my demo where I was searching for Europe and Asia. This file appears in high fidelity in Office Mobile, so we have already great OneDrive for Business access in the Office Mobile app. But of course, we know that's not enough. So that's why this will be another one of those big announcements. I'm excited to tell you that we are working on a OneDrive for Business Android app, a native dedicated Android experience for OneDrive for Business, which will also be available to customers later this calendar year. So that's something that we're excited to tell you about also.
Pause for applause there, too.
Yeah. And we know Android devices are out there, and people really like them, and people really want to see full support. So that's something that we're definitely working on to make sure that we have a great native experience across all of our devices. So we showed you a bunch of different demos right now. Tejas will show you some of the enterprise features that we have. But I wanted to remind you that the demos you just saw in the past 15 minutes were on a Mac, on an iPad, on an Android device. We showed you a bunch of different cross-platform support for OneDrive for Business. If you're interested in going the next level deeper on that, you should attend SBC 245, which is another talk that I'm giving. It's called OneDrive for Business Mobility. It's happening Thursday at noon. And we'll be doing a deep dive on OneDrive for Business and SharePoint support across all mobile devices, including these apps and more apps. It'll also cover Office 365 support, as well as a specific section on on-premises support, because you know that customers are interested in which of these apps work on-premises. So I encourage you to attend that session later this week. Thank you. Tejas, I'll hand it back to you.
All right, thanks, Yuren. So you got a great set of demos that focused on the individual experiences with OneDrive for Business. We're going to segue immediately into the next part of the demo, which is really the collaborative aspect that OneDrive for Business offers with integration with Office Online. So let's just go and dive right in. I'm on number 8. 2. Okay. So here I am. I'm logged in as Garth, as Kieran introduced me. into the Contoso Office 365 or SharePoint portal here. I'm going to go and click on my OneDrive tab here to get to my OneDrive for Business document library. And I've been working on a project with Alex, and I've got a looming deadline coming up. And I know that he's shared a document with me that we need to work on and get it done so that we can publish it. Now, I know I could go to the Shared With Me tab that Kieran demonstrated earlier, but I know that in my Shared With Me tab, I've got tens of thousands of files. It'd be very difficult. It would take me some time to find that file that Alex had shared with me. Now, Kieran demonstrated the search query box here where you could go and type in documents that are in your own OneDrive for Business, but I can also search for documents that have been shared with me by other folks. So I'm going to type in Alex Darrow here, and you'll see that the search results kind of filter in real time, and the documents are coming up. So pricing guidelines, I think that's the document that he's shared with me. I can expand it to get a little bit more detail here. Yep, I think that's the one because there's some contextual information here. And it happens to be sitting in my Shared With Me, so I could easily have traversed to this to the Shared With Me tab and found this file this way as well. So this is the document I want to work on, so I'm going to go ahead and click on it and open it up in Word Online. And I'm going to start making some edits to this particular document. You'll see a couple of toast notifications just popped up there that showed that Alex is also inside this document. And I'm going to go start typing in this section right here. Making my real-time edits here. You can see that Alex is in this document as well. He's up here. There's a red cursor, and he's making edits to this particular document. This is the nice integrated capability that we have with Office Online. So the real-time co-authoring right within Office. And to prove to you that we're actually co-authoring the same document, I'm going to switch back to Kieran or Alex to see what device he's using for co-authoring.
So what you'll see here is return to my iPad, but I told you that iPad support Office Online full fidelity. Well, we're going to prove it to you right now. You'll see same document that we're both editing, but in this particular case, there you go. You'll see that I can also see the same real-time information with Alex in the document, with Garth in the document, as well as any of the changes that are being made based on where the cursors are in the particular document. You'll see the red cursor and the purple cursor, although it's hard to discern the colors here. So same sets of features on your different devices, which actually enables you to use your iPad or your Windows device, basically your device of choice, to do real-time editing on this OneDrive for Business content.
Yep. All right. So that's some of the co-authoring capabilities here. So I'm back here in my document. Now, I could easily have opened this. You saw the rich co-authoring capabilities right here in the browser. I could easily have opened the same document in my native Word client application, and I'm going to do that right now and bring that up and have the same collaborative experience right here in the document. I'm getting a notification that there have been updates to the file. I can go ahead and make those updates. And right here within Word, I have a toast notification at the bottom that there are other people inside the document making edits. So another piece of integration with the rest of Office 365, I can see Alex's link presence right in the document that I'm in. And I've realized that I needed to chat with him a little bit before we dive deeper into the edits that we're making on this document so that we're not bowling over each other. And I can initiate an IM chat right within the window. Whoops. Spelling is off. But I can initiate an IM conversation with Alex right within Word without having to leave the context for the work that that I have to do. So it's great. We can agree upon our strategy of attack to fix this document, and we'll get going. So that's the link integration. So I'm going to go close this document out and return to my OneDrive document library. So you saw the native Office integration with Office Online and with Office Desktop Client. You saw the integration with Link. Another thing that I can do is there's another document that we're working on in this particular project where I've been working on it with Alex, and we've been collaborating on it as well. But I think it's time. It's at a polished enough state that I want to start sharing it with some other folks within my organization. So if I click on Post here, that'll open up a Yammer window, and I can post this document to get additional feedback from my network at work. I'm going to notify Alex just so that he knows that I've shared this on Yammer, and then give that a post. So immediately, that document now housed in OneDrive for Business is actually posted to Yammer for my colleagues in my network in the office to go to review and comment on. Now, if I was to go back and look at the Yammer, you'll see that my post is right here. And looks like we already have some replies. It looks like Alex has already looked at the document and told me that it's a cool document. But I'm looking for feedback from other folks, Alex. Okay, so that's some of the integration pieces that we've shown here from an Office 365 perspective. OneDrive for Business is not just a commodity repository for your files. It's, you really do get the benefit of all of the different aspects of productivity within the suite. So before I leave this part of the demo, you saw Kieran demonstrate a lot of his demo on non-Windows devices. I happen to be a Windows person, and I've got my Windows phone here, and there was that Project Alpha document that we were just looking at. So I'll click on that Project Alpha document. This is the same one that I posted to Yammer. And I have the same experience that you saw on Kieran's Android device, and I'm able to take this file with me and take it on the go. Now, if there happen to have been changes made to the document, when I open this file up, it will actually check for changes. And if there are, it will prompt me to download the latest and greatest. So I can always be confident that I have the latest file with me at all times. So that concludes the second demo for the collaborative experiences on getting work done together. Okay. Now the third part of the demo is really around some of the admin capabilities that we bring to bear with OneDrive for Business. Now there are so many, and we have a number of sessions at the conference this week to dive deeper into many of these areas. And I'm basically going to demonstrate just a sampling. Keep having to switch devices. Okay. So the three or four things that I'm going to show you from an IT admin perspective are some of the e-discovery capabilities that you can do with OneDrive for Business, some auditing and reporting capabilities, some controls around managing the external sharing, and also the ability to allocate additional storage from a quota perspective to users in OneDrive for Business. So I'm here in the eDiscovery Center. So as you may know, about a year and a half ago, we introduced a new set of eDiscovery capabilities that really span the Office 365 suite. And what it really does is it enables, from a single portal, the ability to do identification, search, preservation, and export of content across Office 365, so across Exchange, SharePoint, Link. And you'll be happy to know that these capabilities also extend to OneDrive for Business. So I'm here in the Legal Discovery Center. I happen to be a lawyer or an e-discovery manager working on some cases or audits internally. And you can see all of the cases here on the left-hand side. I'm going to click on Northwind Traders. It happens to be a case that I've been working on. And the eDiscovery Center actually allows me to create eDiscovery sets where I can identify the sources that I want to potentially preserve and protect from a content perspective that might be relevant for a case that I'm working on. There's a case or a set that I've already created here called OneDrive for Business. It's one of the examples. And you'll see in here that I can add and manage sources. So if I've got the full suite of Office 365, so I've got the ability to add Exchange email boxes here for content that I might want to preserve. I can also add SharePoint URLs here and SharePoint sites for content in SharePoint that I might want to go ahead and preserve. You already see that there's Garth Fort in the list here. So that's Garth's OneDrive for Business document library, and that's already been added to this particular document, to this discovery set. But I'm going to go and add another OneDrive for Business document library to this. This is Katie Jordan's OneDrive. And I'm going to click the checkbox to make sure it resolves. Click OK. So what I've gone and done is now I have two OneDrive for Business document libraries in this discovery set. And as I think, as a lawyer, I don't want to have to review more content than I need to for a particular case. I can apply certain filters to narrow down the content that I might need to preserve or protect for this particular case. So there's a Boolean, I can use Boolean search to filter that down. I can apply some date ranges on the content. But before I leave this screen, I want to call out the fact that there's this enable in-place hold radio button. And what this does is it will actually protect that content in its original location. So, and if it happens to be modified or edited, that's when we make a copy and put it in a secure location. So as a lawyer or an e-discovery manager, I can rest assured that any content that I preserve will be protected. So I'm going to save that and show you the actual query. So now that I've added both Garth and Katie to this particular query, I can go in and refine my query for the audit that I'm conducting. So you see the query here has some Boolean operators. There's an OR in here, and then there's this near operator. And that's a proximity operator. So what it will do is actually it will return true if the word goals is within 10 keywords of QT. And again, we've got date ranges and things like that here. But the interesting thing here is based on the sources that I have, in near real time, I can see what the search results are going to yield me. So there are about 11 megabytes worth of data that are going to be coming back from this particular query. I can expand the query statistics here and in real time get a sense for which subcomponents of the query are contributing the most results. And as a lawyer, this is actually very important information for me. If there happens to be a subquery that's yielding a ton of results, it's going to cost me a lot of money to review, I can go and potentially negotiate with the opposing counsel to narrow the search terms down. Or I can make decisions to say that decisions around whether I should try a case or settle. So I can go and modify this query until I'm happy with it. And the OneDrive for Business results that you can preview show up right here on the SharePoint tab. And as I scroll down through some of these results, you'll see that there's Office documents in here, PowerPoints, Words, there's the Excel files in here. And they're actually coming back not just from Garth's document library in OneDrive, but also Katie Jordan's. So when I'm happy with the search results, I can either choose to save the query and then come back and refine it later, or I can click on Export. If I export this, what it will do is it will take all of the content that's been preserved and export it into it's an industry standard format called EDRM XML that you can then hand off to third-party tools for further review and preparation for a court case, for example. So that's just in a nutshell some of the e-discovery capabilities that we have across Office 365, but is applicable for OneDrive for Business. The next thing I want to show you is some of the auditing and reporting capabilities. Now, what ships out of the box for auditing and reporting for SharePoint Online is also applicable for OneDrive for Business. So there's some canned reports that we build that allow you to audit against certain types of content activity in your system, like the creation of content, updates, deletes, and moves. And you can see a list of some of these reports here. So I've already gone and run one of the reports here, which shows a lot of the content activity. And it's pretty verbose information that shows up in this particular Excel file. You can see what the specific underlying content was, what document type it was, where it actually lives, and the actual event that took place. So if I scroll down this list, you're going to see that there's a lot of update activity on documents in Garth's OneDrive for Business. There are some delete actions. Now, in yesterday's keynote, you saw Mikhail demonstrate some of what we're working on with the unified compliance portal. And that's bringing some really rich and new capabilities from an auditing and reporting perspective across the Office 365 suite. She demonstrated yesterday a new capability that you're going to see very soon, later this calendar year, around the auditing of view activity. So the auditing of view events is not currently available in SharePoint Online or OneDrive for Business, but that is coming soon as part of the new capabilities in the new compliance portal that you saw. She also demonstrated some of the DLP capabilities that are coming around being able to search. It will look a lot similar to what I did with the e-discovery to be able to find content that you might want to take specific action against. And those capabilities are also going to roll out later this calendar year, as well as some features around mobile device management. So today, if you're an Exchange customer and you have Exchange Active Sync, you could enforce PIN on your devices today and basically do remote wipe. But we're working on things like selective remote wipe, and we're going to start rolling out those features as we go through the rest of this calendar year as well. So I just wanted to call out some of the things that are coming. They're not as sexy as the things that Kieran showed you with the Mac and the Android, but these are very commonly requested capabilities from our customers, and we want to make sure that you know that we are working on them. All right, the next thing I want to show you from an admin perspective is are the level, some of the controls that you can have over the external sharing capability within OneDrive for Business. So I'm here in the SharePoint Admin Center on settings, and there's an external sharing section. Wow, that wasn't me. There's an external sharing section, and there are three options here. One is actually the most restrictive, where you can prohibit sharing of any files outside of your organization. The second is a little less restrictive. It allows sharing of files with folks external to your organization, but you can mandate or require that those users are authenticated. So that will force any sharing that happens outside your organization's boundaries to, for those users to have to log in with a Microsoft account. And then the third one is the least restrictive, and that allows external sharing, and you can do that. You can have the option to enforce authentication using a Microsoft account, or you can share anonymously. So these are three options that you have for, to manage your external sharing configuration for OneDrive for Business. The last thing that I wanted to show you before we switch back to the presentation is adding additional storage for users. So I'm here in the OneDrive for Business panel in the SharePoint Admin Center, and I've decided that Alex is a bit of a workhorse, and I need to give him more storage because he's butt up against his 25 gigabyte limit. So I just type in his name here, and what I've previously done is I've gone as an administrator and purchased additional storage for my entire tenant. And then once I have that in the pool, I can allocate that storage to individual users or groups here. And that's what I'm doing here. So I actually have additional storage that I can allocate, and I can up his storage. You know, in this case, what you're seeing here live is up to 100 gigabytes. But as we announced yesterday, that limit is going to be increased to 1 terabyte that you can allocate per user. So that's a quick walkthrough of some of the IT admin capabilities for OneDrive for Business. As I said, this is an overview session. We have a whole slew of other sessions that we'll call out before the end of this presentation so that you can learn more about some of these. Okay. What time are we at? 9:52. All right. So I did want to spend just a couple of minutes on the announcements that we made yesterday. So Jeff talked about two things. One is the new standalone SKU, the OneDrive for Business with Office Online. So we announced that yesterday. It's going to be available on April 1st, and it will provide all of the things that you can get with OneDrive for Business as part of Office 365 today. So you get 25 gigabytes of personal storage per user. It does include Office Online, so everything that we demonstrated today in terms of the co-authoring, it's not just the ability to view documents in OneDrive for Business, but you can actually edit them as well. So that rich native sort of integration with Office in the web is included. And we're launching with a very attractive price point. The street price is $5 per user per month for this offer, but we're launching with a 50% discount. So for $2.50 per user per month on April 1st, and the promotion will run from April till the end of September this year, you can really get started with OneDrive for Business in the cloud extremely fast and in a very inexpensive way. So the second announcement was around some of the enhancements that we've made in Service Pack 1 for SharePoint 2013. We've introduced a new admin panel, and if you went to Bill Bayer's session yesterday, you may have seen some of this. But we've introduced a new administrative panel that focuses on configuring aspects of Office 365 from your on-premises SharePoint 2013 environment. And what that'll allow you to do is effectively turn on OneDrive for Business as your file storage solution in the cloud while retaining the rest of your SharePoint infrastructure alongside on-premises. So why is this important? We feel that OneDrive for Business is the newest and arguably fastest way for businesses to start adopting the cloud, being the first workload that they could use in Office 365. It's actually a very simple process to go and purchase the licenses and provision them for your users, and your users can get up and running really quickly. But I think one of the key things here is we've done a lot of work to make sure that we've decoupled OneDrive for Business from SharePoint online, so that for many customers that still have a lot of on-premises SharePoint content, it becomes a lot easier to get started with a simpler workload like files and provide really great file store, sync, and share experiences for your users and get started quickly. I'll take questions at the end. Okay. 9:54. All right, I'm going to show you. I will actually show you really quickly what that admin panel looks like. So I'm here in Central Admin, for SharePoint. And you can see down here that there's an Office 365 config panel that we've introduced. And I can click on Configure Yammer, so much in the same way that I described that you could turn on OneDrive for Business, you could turn on Yammer as well as a service in the cloud. And the second link is where you can configure OneDrive and Sites for the cloud as well. So if I click on that second link, I'll be brought to this page where I can effectively, if I haven't signed up for Office 365, or as of April 1st, there will be the option to get OneDrive for Business here as well, I can get OneDrive for Business. I can then assign licenses to users within my organization. And then this is the URL that you effectively input into this panel to effectively redirect this OneDrive tab in the top nav to OneDrive for Business in the cloud. So once I've gone and configured that, I can make this available to a subset of users within my organization or to everybody. And you'll see this optional link at the bottom as well, where you could turn on, if you're a SharePoint Online or an Office 365 customer, you could turn on the Sites tab to be lit up in the cloud as well. So once I've gone and configured all of this, I could be inside my browser and pointing to an on-premises SharePoint site, which this happens to be, and I can click on OneDrive here in the top nav, and what that will do is it will open up OneDrive for Business in the cloud. So this is, again, a super easy way. We're really excited about providing this capability so that customers can continue to retain a lot of their SharePoint data on-premises while getting some really great file sync and share experiences in the cloud. All right. Okay, so far in today's session, we've really shown you some of the great advantages of OneDrive for Business, not just as a sort of a commodity repository for file storage, but there's a lot of value in the integrated pieces across the productivity stack. And so OneDrive for Business becomes a critical hub for collaboration and productivity with these integrations. So you saw the Office integration, you saw the Yammer integration, the Link integration. And I want you to know that that's not all. We are working on a lot more. This is just the beginning. We're continuing to build really great experiences that integrate even more across Office 365. And we're running a little short on time, so what I'm going to do is just show you one of them really quickly. And I don't think anyone has shown this one before. Actually, I'm going to let Kieran tell a joke while I switch
over. So I'm supposed to fill some time right here. Just does this, but I have nothing to say except that I didn't understand the slide. Does anyone know what the thing is next to the donuts? Yes, it's a coffee cup. So that's a donut and a coffee cup, and they're better together. Get it? It's a cute slide. So.
Wah, wah, wah. Okay, so what I want to show here is modern attachments. So modern attachments is basically the new way to send attachments without actually sending the attachments. I don't think this has been shown anywhere, but it might have been yesterday, but I'm not sure. So I'm sitting here, I'm Julia now, I've changed my persona. I'm Julia, and I'm in Julia's inbox right now. And I want to send an email to somebody. So I'm going to go and create a new email. Send it to Garth. And this out. So I'm going to go and insert a file. So I'm going to insert an attachment here, and I'm going to pick a file from my computer. There's a document sitting right here. I'll double click on it. The instant that I clicked on it, Outlook web app basically prompts me here, and it gives me a choice. Do I actually want to send a link, or do I want to attach a copy of this file? So if I click here, what it will actually do is it will upload this attachment to my OneDrive, and it will put the link directly into the email. And now, I don't have to send an attachment around. Please work on this doc. So I'm going to go click send. And what's happening behind the scenes, under the covers, is all of the permissioning is taken care of. So whoever I've put on the to line or the CC line, all of the permissioning for that document in my OneDrive has been taken care of. So when Garth receives that email and clicks on that link, they're going to have edit capabilities and they can start working on that document. So if I was to go to Julia's OneDrive document library and click on the attachments folder, you'll see that the OneDrive for Business document is already there. and it's been shared with Garth Fort. So this is, I wanted to show this really quickly. It's yet another example of the tight integrations you're going to start seeing with OneDrive for Business across the entire productivity suite. You get to effectively eliminate that whole problem of attaching emails and different versioning problems of having all of these documents in landing in your inbox. And you're also saving a lot of storage because now you have one version of the truth sitting in your OneDrive account.
I think that's worthy of an applause. Awesome feature.
So those modern attachments will be coming soon. It's coming later this calendar year. And I think I'm almost at time, so I'm going to spend like 30 seconds on this. You saw this codename Oslo in the keynote yesterday. It's yet another example of the integrated experiences across Office 365. So a lot of the content when I'm in codename Oslo is actually being surfaced by the Office Graph. So it's based on the content. It's information that's finding me, effectively. So it's based on content that sits in my OneDrive for Business. It's content that I have access to, things that might have been shared with me, things that might happen to be trending. Based on all of the different signals that are offered up by my various interactions with different aspects of Office 365. So it's a beautiful experience. There was a discussion, I think there was a talk about this last night. If you missed it, I would encourage you to go check it out and learn more information. So Codename Oslo and modern attachments are two new things that we're working on that you're going to start seeing, and you're going to see even more of the cross-suite integration as we go forward. Okay.
Video.
All right. So I think that's it for the demos. We're coming close to the end, and I'm going to cue another video, and it may work, it may not work, but what it is a number of customers that have been using OneDrive for Business, and there's some testimonials about their happiness with the product. And there's no audio. All right, I'm going to skip this just in the interest of time.
The short story is, all those people were happy with OneDrive for Business.
They were very, very, very happy. So we made some really great announcements here today. We made some announcements yesterday. We're really excited about OneDrive for Business. Calls to action for all of you, if you haven't already, give it a try. We have an Office 365 E3 trial today that you can use for 30 days and really poke around the service. And if you haven't caught wind of the Service Pack 1 announcements, it's available today. You can grab it and start playing with it as well. So we're going to transition to a Q&A. So on behalf of Kieran and I, we want to thank all of you for taking the time to spend with us. We hope it was valuable for you. Before you leave, at some point, if you wouldn't mind filling out the evaluation forms to let us know how the session was and whether the content met your expectations. And we're going to transition to Q&A. But on the screen, I'm going to leave this one slide which has a number of related sessions where you could find out more information about the various things that you saw here today. All right? Thanks, everyone. Cool.